Hey everybody, it is the 11th of December, and earlier this year, we spent at least 9 days talking about the fruit of the Spirit. And there are 9 fruits that are talked about that refer to traits that maturing Christians have. They are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So I want to read through these one more time. And we did this every day for at least 9 days. So I know that many of you have these memorized if you didn't before. I gave you a mnemonic device. A way to remember these is that the first 3 fruit of the Spirit are one syllable words, love, joy, peace. The second 3 are 2-syllable words, patience, kindness, goodness. And the last 3 are 3-syllable words, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So hopefully that will help you to remember these, but I want you to think about the fruit of the Spirit. As Christmas is approaching, I think that for myself, I can definitely work on joy, without a doubt. I can certainly need, I certainly need some more peace. I think I'm doing pretty good on the patience area. Okay on the love. The kindness, I think I'm doing all right on. The goodness, yeah. Faithfulness, I feel my faith is strong even in the midst of some trials in my life right now. Gentleness, for the most part, I think I'm okay. And in self-control, I'm okay. But when I look at joy and peace, those are 2 areas that I certainly need to focus on this Christmas season. So what is it for you? Do you need to love better? I'll be preaching about that this weekend. And how do we love our family or people that we spend the holidays with, especially the ones that we have a history with? Do you need more joy? Do you need to be able to look at the blessings in life and not just focus on the problems? You need peace. Are you going through something and you just need that peace that the Bible says surpasses all human understanding? How about patience? That's a hard one for so many people. Maybe this Christmas you make that commitment to God that you're going to work on the fruit of patience. Kindness. We'll talk about that this weekend. Goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. What is it for you that you need to develop? What fruitiness do you need to focus on this Christmas? Let's pray about that right now. God, thank you so much for giving us this list in the Bible that tells us we need to focus on in order for us to grow in our faith. These are signs of maturing Christians. And so, Father, I want to represent you very well this Christmas by displaying and growing in all 9 fruits of the Spirit. Lord, for myself, you know that I need more joy. I know that you'll give me that joy. I know that I need to receive that joy, though, Lord. I need peace, Lord. Some of the things that I worry about or that I'm going through and some of the great stressors in my life, I tend to walk around without any peace, and you have peace that you've offered me. Lord, for my friends, maybe those are the 2 things some of my friends listening to this need, but Lord, we all need to grow in at least 1 of these fruits. And so, Lord, I just pray that you would just, if you haven't already, through the power of your Holy Spirit, just show us what fruit or fruits you want us to grow in. And that's our commitment to you, that we will do so. We will focus on it. And thank you for reminding us and guiding us in this. In Jesus' name, amen.